Right. We'll now read the story of Hare and Guy Fawkes. And today is the
5th of November, 1967.
Ah, so it's Guy Fawkes Day, and it's particularly appropriate to read
Hare and Guy Fawkes.
Right. Here we go. It was November, and the north wind blew fiercely. It caught hold of the trees and shook them till the leaves fell down in showers of gold. There won't be a leaf left on the boughs, and Robin the postman will have to carry holly letters, sang the wild wind. Hare was very busy. He had a besom of birch twigs, and he swept up the leaves, which lay like a carpet in the garden. Brown, crimson, gold, and amber leaves were there, and he flicked them away to a heap. Lots of letters with no writing on them, he called a squirrel, who came outside to watch him. Squirrel stopped and picked up a handful, and she examined them carefully for their scribbles. There is writing here, she cried. It says wind on one, and ice on another, and snow on another. Whatever it says, I'm going to have a bonfire, said Hare. Why? Asks Squirrel. We have a good fire in the kitchen. Why burn these pretty letters, Hare? Hare suddenly leapt astride the besom and rode it as if it were a horse. Chirp, chirp, he chirped. I'm making a bonfire for a secret. Silly old Hare, laughed Squirrel as he pranced up and down. We all know you can't keep a secret. Then I'll tell you, said Hare, and he got off his twiggy horse and whispered in Squirrel's ear. Soft, soft, it's bonfire night very soon. I heard from Robin the postman, and he heard from the village children. What is that? Asked Squirrel. I don't know, but I'm sweeping the leaves to make the bonfire like everyone else in the great wide world. Grey Rabbit came up the path from the field where she had been gathering firewood. She was surprised to see Hare so busy. Thank you, dear Hare, she said. Thank you for tidying the garden. I'm not tidying the garden, cried Hare indignantly. It's a bonfire for Guy Fawkes, same as Robin told me. What is that? Asked Grey Rabbit. I'm sure I don't know, replied Hare, and he went on with his sweeping. I'll ask Milkman Hedgehog tomorrow, said Grey Rabbit. That night, Wise Owl flew over, hooting a new old song. To wit, to woo, whatever you do, remember, remember, the 5th of November. To wit, to woo, remember. When old Hedgehog brought the milk the next morning, Grey Rabbit asked him about bonfire night. Hedgehog lifted his wooden pail of new frothy milk and filled the little jug, and Grey Rabbit smiled at him as he carefully poured without spilling a drop. I'll tell ye, said Hedgehog solemnly. It's an old ancient custom. Fireworks, bonfire, toffee, pumpkin. It's a dangerous night down in the village, with bangs and flashes of fire and lights in the sky. I keeps indoors safe. Wise Owl was warning you to keep indoors, Mr. Hare, and not to get into no mischief. He slipped his yoke on his shoulder, took up the can, and trundled away murmuring, oh, this bonfire and noise, dangerous. Of course, this excited Hare, and he simply had to go off to the village after he had swept more leaves onto the pile, which was already much taller than himself. Take care, warned Grey Rabbit. I think I had better go myself. No, said Hare, no. I want to ask my friend the Pussycat about this custom. She will know, because she lives at the village shop and hears the news. He galloped away over the fields. Then he ventured into the village, past the blacksmith's and the lace maker's and the school to the little shop. He crept softly in the shadows of the cottages, and his heart beat with excitement. Just like that time when I saw the Easter eggs, he thought, as he sidled to the shop window. He expected the little shop to have its plates of homemade cakes and lollipops, its muffins and crusty loaves. But when he looked in, he saw a tray piled with very pretty things. They were long and short, fat and thin, dumpy and tiny, striped and starred in blue and scarlet and gold. Hare licked his lips. Goodies, he said, candies, sugar candy and barley sticks like rainbows. The cat sat washing herself on the doorstep. She nodded at Hare. She slowly stretched herself and showed her claws and blinked her green eyes.
Meow. Good evening, Mr. Hare. Quite a stranger. Come to admire our fireworks, she asked lazily.
Fireworks? I thought they were goodies, said Hare in surprise.
No, can't eat them. They are to let off on bonfire night to frighten Guy Fawkes,
said the cat.
Could you, stammered Hare. I've got no money, I didn't know.
I'll give you a few, said the cat casually. My mistress owes me something for catching the mice. I'll get some for you. Just go around the corner. Hare vanished into the shadows of the bush, and the cat calmly entered the shop. She leapt in the window, grabbed some crackers in her paws, and sprang down.
Puss, what are you doing?
Called Mrs. Bunting.
Meow,
mewed the cat, and she dashed out to Hare.
Quick, take these, light one at a time, be careful. Kettling wheels, rockets, and jumping jacks, and a fountain, she hissed, thrusting the collection at Hare.
Puss, what have you done with those fireworks? Called Mrs. Bunting anxiously. But the cat returned to the doorstep and went on washing her face. Mrs. Bunting peered around, sighing. Naughty puss! Oh, you naughty puss! Hare was already galloping down the lane with his prize, and when he was safely away from the village, he stopped and looked at the crackers. He gently licked one, but the smell of gunpowder made him wrinkle his nose. Not a very nice smell, he thought. Not good to eat. Grey Rabbit and Squirrel were glad to see him, and they held up the pretty toys he had brought. Hare boldly put a small cracker in the fire to find out what would happen. It flew out with a loud bang, then chased Hare around the room, leaping after him as if it were alive. Hare leapt too. He darted away and jumped on the table, where Little Grey Rabbit and Squirrel laughed until the tears came to their eyes.
That was a live jumping jack, said Hare.
Are you all right? Called a voice at the door, and Mouldiwarp came in. That was a jumping jack, boasted Hare. It made us jump like anything. I jumped the highest because I'm a hare. Yes, you did, agreed Squirrel.
I'm rather like a jumping jack myself, don't you think so? Continued Hare. I'll show you, Mouldiwarp,
and he sprang about the room, jerking to one side and the other in big leaps, calling bang, bang, bang.
Jumping Jack Hare, said Mouldiwarp. He picked up the fireworks and he looked at each.
These are what the children let off in the village, said he. I've seen them, but I keep away. Grey Rabbit picked them up with a shovel and carried them out of doors. There. No more fireworks for us. Thank you, Hare, she said. You can make a bonfire and have parkin and bonfire toffee with treacle in it, said Mouldiwarp. It's all part of bonfire night. I've collected the leaves ready for the bonfire, said Hare eagerly,
and I can make the bonfire toffee and taste of it. Squirrel and I will make the parkin, added Grey Rabbit. There's some oatmeal left from the oats we gathered in the cornfield, and some treacle in the jug, and honeycomb, and butter. So they started to make the good things while they cooked. Mouldiwarp told them about Guy Fawkes Day. There's a queer fellow called the Guy, he began mysteriously.
Like the fox? Asked Hare, looking up from his saucepan.
Yes, rather like the fox, said Mouldiwarp. He is made of rags and sticks. The children pop him on the bonfire top and they let off fireworks and they all sing. Remember, remember the 5th of November. And they eat parkin and bonfire toffee while the flames go up. Hare pondered all this, and when Mouldiwarp went home and the brown sticky toffee was made, he wandered in the garden. He picked up the fireworks and put them in a dry place.
How would it be if we asked the fox to be the guy? He suggested to Squirrel.
Really, Hare, you are foolish, retorted Squirrel. The fox wouldn't, and you might be eaten up.
Perhaps it is rather dangerous, said Hare dreamily.
On Guy Fawkes Day, Hare started off across the fields to invite the speckledly hen to the bonfire. On the way, he saw the fox slouching in the same direction.
Hello, Hare, said Fox cheerfully. Where are you going so fast?
To see the speckledy hen, stammered Hare.
So am I. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes, it is, said Hare.
What?
Asked the fox.
Well, what you said, a coincidence,
said poor Hare.
Why is it poor Hare?
Because he's frightened by the fox and he's stammering, you see. A coincidence, said poor Hare.
This is an important day, said the fox. It's Guy Fawkes Day and we're going to have a bonfire, said Hare.
And who's the guy? Asked the fox. Then Hare became bolder.
Will you be the guy, Mr. Fox? He asked. Delighted, my dear Hare, smiled the fox.
Then come to our party tonight, invited Hare. We might play noughts and crosses, laughed the fox. He was in such a good humour, he decided not to bother about Speckledy Hen, and waving his paw, he turned aside.
Speckledy Hen, will you come to our bonfire tonight? Panted Hare as he darted into the farmyard.
Who was that fine gentleman? Asked the Speckledy Hen sternly.
Who was that creature in a brown coat? Do you keep bad company, Hare?
It was the fox, confessed Hare. He's coming too.
Speckledy Hen was so flustered beat her wings against Hare to send him away. Are you mad, Hare? She cried.
Sorry, Speckledy Hen, panted Hare. I forgot he once kept you inside a tree. He's going to be the guy.
The guy? Well, I will come to the bonfire party, but I shall stand in the doorway and watch, said the hen.
Hare went home with his head buzzing with secrets and fears and alarms. He told Grey Rabbit and Squirrel of his plans. Grey Rabbit turned pale and Squirrel ran to the top of the bonfire and there she sat.
Calm down, shouted Hare. You will be burned when we set it alight. That's for the guy.
The fox isn't as foolish as you, muttered Squirrel. But she came down and went to tie a ribbon on her tail. As soon as the first star appeared in the sky and the first shadow of dusk came among the trees, Mouldiwarp with Fuzzy Peg and Old Hedgehog and the Speckledy Hen came tripping through the gate and up the garden path. Speckledy Hen brought 3 potatoes to be baked in the bonfire. Fuzzy Peg had his book of fables under his arm. I shall read a tale to the fox if he is unkind to Grey Rabbit, said he. Mr. Hedgehog had sharpened his prickles, for he did not know what was going to happen. Hare took a lighted candle and ran here and there in great excitement until the candle blew out. Then he pinned a Catherine wheel to the trunk of an apple tree. He struck a match and set it alight. The flaming wheel spun round and round with blue and lavender rings of light and a shower of golden sparks. Oh, they all cried as they watched it. That's the loveliest wheel I've ever seen, said Grey Rabbit. It's like a spinning rainbow. It's magical, thought the fox, who was watching over the wall. I daren't go near that burning wheel. Then Hare put a dumpy little firework on the earth, and Squirrel set it alight. She sprang away and watched. A shower of golden rain fell from a fiery fountain with little sparks which hurt nobody. That's a Roman candle, announced Hare. Roman magic, murmured the astonished fox over the wall. Hare opened a small box and gave a large match to each animal, except, of course, the hen in the doorway. These are Bengal lights, said he. You must wave them around your heads. So Fuzzy Peg and Mouldiwarp, Mr. Hedgehog, Squirrel and Grey Rabbit obeyed Hare, and as he lighted their matches, they swung them in circles over their heads. Rings of blue and green and red light appeared, and everyone enjoyed them, except the fox. Finally, Hare put a rocket with its long stick in a bottle. He lighted the fuse and rushed away with warning cries. Look out! He called.
I'm sorry, I'm accidentally...
Yes, all right, that's fine, that's fine. Hissed the rocket as it flew so high in the air, they all thought it would hit the stars. It seemed to go forever, and they stared upwards crying, "Ooh!" Down came little blue balloons of fire, which disappeared in streaks of gold. Hare is a magician, whispered the fox.
Why?
Well, he's afraid of all the fireworks, you see.
So why do they say he's a...
Well, he doesn't know how they work, you see. He thinks Hare really is a magician. Wise Owl flew over, calling to the animals, to wit, to woo, whatever you do, remember, remember, the 5th of November. The wheel and the rocket, the fountain of gold, for winter is coming with ice and with cold. So light up your bonfire and dance in a ring, laugh at your troubles and merrily sing. Hare lighted the bonfire and a flame soared upwards. All the leaves shone like gold as they fluttered up in the evening sky. Wind, eyes, snow, sang the leaves in thin piping voices, and the stars looked down to see what kind of bonfire this was, with little animals dancing around. Please, Mr. Hare, may I come in? I am the fox. I am the guy, said a quaking voice, and the fox looked through the gate. Yes, come in, Guy Fawkes, said Hare bravely. Would you like to sit on the bonfire? No, thank you, said the fox, but if you'll give me a firework, I shall be happy. Here's the last. It's a jumping jack, said Hare. The fox took the jumping jack and slowly lighted it with a glowing twig from the fire. Then he held it up. Bang, 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 it went, darting after him, hitting him on the nose, singeing his tail, burning his toes. He leapt wherever the fox jumped. So he leapt over the wall, and after him the little jumping jack went, and it followed him into the wood, and finally it fizzled out with a hiss of laughter. How they all laughed to see the fox run. Speckledy Hen came from the doorway to join the fun. Grey Rabbit fetched a plate of parkin cut into small pieces, and Squirrel held out the tin of bonfire toffee. They ate the good things by the light of the burning fire, and again they danced around it. Down in the village, the children sang their own song. Remember, remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. At last, the fire burned low, and Hare raked from the embers the 3 hot baked potatoes, and they divided them for supper. It was bedtime, and they said good night to the bonfire and went to the little house and shut the door. The speckledy hen slept in the kitchen, and little Fuzzy Peg was wrapped up in a rug on the floor. Mr. Hedgehog and Mouldiwarp walked home without him, singing as they went to scare all the hidden creatures. But the next morning, Fuzzy Peg ran out to look at the ring of ashes left by the bonfire. He stirred the burnt leaves, and among them he found something. It was like a little star, sparkling and glittering with light. We hit something out of the sky last night, Grey Rabbit, he called. That rocket went to the stars. Grey Rabbit took the shining thing and pinned it to her apron. A present from out of the air, said she. It's a lost spark from the bonfire, or it may be a shooting star. I think it's a Guy Fawkes's tie pin, Fuzzy Peg said. He sent it to us because he was too busy to come. And that's the end of the story, except for the recipe for bonfire toffee, which I don't think it's worth reading out, do you?
Well, then we've got to read it on Magical Guy Fawkes Night.
What shall I read the recipe for bonfire toffee, then?
Tonight.
Yes? All right, then. Good night, little Hare.
Good night, Hare, and we'll see you in the morning, all right?